What about the issue of combinations of these various agents? I guess one that would be obviously of interest would be a TKI plus bevacizumab. What do we know about that, and what will we know about it?
There are two ongoing studies of bevacizumab plus sorafenib, one through Vanderbilt and some affiliated hospitals and one through the NCI, that have reported at the last couple ASCOs, and it's been a lot of different dose levels. Where both studies have roughly ended up is that about half dose of each medicine is tolerable. Activity-wise, although it's a phase one study, at least in the kidney cancer study, one is specifically kidney cancer, there's been quite a bit of activity. Almost everybody's had tumor shrinkage. So I think that regimen is still really finding its way in terms of deciding the doses, and certainly a long way to go in terms of defining activity, but it's at least preliminarily interesting. At Cleveland Clinic, we have a trial of Sutent plus Avastin, and there's also another one at another center that's farther behind in terms of development, but proceeding relatively rapidly and starting to get up to close to full doses. We still have a lot of work to do to define the toxicity, but it looks like those drugs will at least be combinable on some level. And again, further studies will help define the activity.
What about other combinations? For example, combining the mTOR inhibitor with something else?
Yeah, so I mean, you name an active drug or drug that's being tested in kidney cancer, and it's being combined with about every other drug out there. So a lot of them are just empiric clinical combinations. Some have a little more scientific rationale or mechanistic basis, but pretty much everything that we've mentioned and that is approved and or investigational in kidney cancer is being combined. And it'll be important to really tease out the benefits. I mean, combination therapy has to produce really clinically and statistically significantly meaningful improvements over just giving each drug by itself in sequence. And that's going to take a long time to sort out. I think that'll take years to really sort out which combinations, if any, have real true benefits over just giving them alone.